In one meditation, I had the sure knowledge for a few moments that experience, all the versions of me throughout life until the present were and are fabrication, that there is no time but the present, and nothing but the experience through the six senses and what the mind makes of it. Then a big wave of fear came into the mind. I'm going nuts, coming unglued, unhinged, unmoored. I swam back to safety. Was I going nuts? Or if this was experiential insight, why so scary? What allows insight to be stabilized and integrated? Thank you for your teachings and kind presence. That's a genuine insight, and then it's a very normal response. because what happens is the sense of self, I, me, is sort of in the background, in abeyance. One gets a glimpse of the way things really are. Then impermanence sets in, and it's an impermanent experience. The self, the sense of self, comes up, and it's sort of like, "Holy crap! I can't take this in. I don't believe." And because what it means is this sense of me and our idea of who we think we are in the world. It isn't the way we thought it was, and that's great, but it is scary. to be able to gain the confidence to challenge that sense of self, the sense of I, the habit of me. That's of course why all of the say like that it, that that you don't just teach insight practice. You teach generosity. You teach patience. You teach kindness. You teach compassion. You teach virtue. You teach integrity. You teach calm abiding. You teach a firm establishing of the mind, and that gives the ground for one to take in the fact that wow, yeah, everything I ever conceived of or thought of or believed in, it's really not that way at all. And it's okay. In fact, it's way more than okay. But and yeah, again, it's sort of it's that sense of self kicks in, and it shakes the foundation of our habitual assumptions of me and the world, and that can be. That can be scary. That's also why practicing with good spiritual friends, good spiritual friendship, kalyanamitta, you have that web of support and encouragement, and then also because the mind sort of says yeah. I must be coming unhinged, and everything is not good. And then, remember the habit would be to just go back to a sense of security and safety and familiarity with whatever one's old habits are, so that one's it's just not so it's not so scary, not so intimidating. And of course, it's not much of an option, but it's what we want to do. So that's where having that support of good Kalyanamitta and have good teachers. And that's the Buddha himself said, he's the speaking of himself, I'm a Kalyanamitta to the world. So he's a good spiritual friend. And of course that's where the Buddha keeps pointing us, and to, you know, to look at anicca, dukkha, anatta, seeing, and the implications when you first start, it's sort of like this, but then you, as you really internalize it, and the implications of, wow, everything really is impermanent, and it is unsatisfactory, and it is not self. Now what do I do? So those, the ground of the, all the other sort of barami and wholesome qualities and skillful qualities that we cultivate, those are the things that bring that sense of confidence and clarity. And say, this is the way forward.